Hello, this is Paul Stokes backstage at the Xperia Access Q Awards. I've been joined by Guy Garvey from Elbow and Matt Berry. Guy is the lucky recipient of Album of the Year, and Matt Berry was handing it out. How did it go out there?
It was great. Very kind of Matt to come and present it to us. Old B, very nice of him.
Well, I think, no, go on.
After you.
No, because it's quite a big one, that one. You don't want to go up there, you know, sort of like talk about yourself. You want to get down to it. And I'll be honest, I did know they were going to win. So I was quite keen to let them know. So my preamble was just, let's have a look. And the winner is, yeah.
Obviously, a band of your years, can I say. You've had a few records. Is it nice to still be, you know, you got 5 stars for this record, it sold well, now an award. I mean, Elbow, it just sort of keeps growing.
Oh, it's amazing. I was thinking about this last night. We were going to call the first album Disc 1 of 4. I mean, not very good at naming things, as you're aware. But, yeah, we were going to call it Disc 1 of 4 because between us, in the small hours, we decided that we couldn't possibly imagine having more to contribute to British music than 4 albums, you know. And then for your 6th one to be recognised and to be our first number one as well in the UK, and then to receive Best Album from Q, that's absolutely icing on the cake. And can I say you look very smart as well, Paul?
You're very kind.
You're very kind. I usually see you at Glastonbury, don't I, really?
Yeah, in Wellington's, yeah.
Well, no, this is very good. It suits you.
Yeah. I have, yes.
Yeah, you look great, man.
No, I do say yes, because obviously people forget there was lots of attempts before Elbow really sort of took off and thingy. So, I mean, looking back on the whole career now, and particularly at this point, would you have any message for the Guy Garvey back then who sort of it didn't quite happen for?
Chill out, relax. Yeah, don't take yourself so seriously. And I'm proud of how hard I've always worked, and I'm lucky enough to be surrounded by 4 lads who have the same work ethic. I mean, how often does that happen? But yeah, I could have enjoyed more of it in terms of, well, no, that's not true. I've had a fucking great time. I mean, I could have worried less when I did worry. In the dark tea times of the soul, I'd give myself a little bit of a break, I think.
And what's sort of next for you? There's rumours of a solo record, I hear. But
yeah, I'm kind of a third of the way through that. Just flexing a muscle, really. Just sort of seeing what it's like without the boys. And it's a very different experience. It's faster because there's only one person making the decisions. And I've still got people to bounce off. I'm working with Pete from I Am Clue, and I'm working with Nathan from The Whip, and an Elbow's brass section as well. And Danny, our sound engineer. And I'm going to invite a few people. I've managed to do a duet with Jolie Holland, who's one of my heroes, and she's in the middle of co-writing a song with me. So it's just a bit of fun, really. It's just sort of like a gap year, if you like. Never had one of them. And the lads like it as well. I've played it to the rest of Elbow, and they all approve. Pete looked strangely relieved, actually. I don't know if he was relieved that he wasn't anything to do with it, or, I'm not really very sure.
Well, good luck with that, and congratulations for winning Best Album for the Takeoff of Landing and Everything.
Thanks very much, Paul, and everyone at Q. Cheers.